welcome Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this third anniversary broadcast, June 15th, 2015. We went on the air with this, your program, and you have really made it, I think, a real blessing to us and to so many people. And Debbie, today we just want to hear from people about what a blessing the show has been to them. And not so much, you know, you and me and the things that we say, but what have you learned from each other? How have you been blessed by the opportunity just to kind of be yourself and share what's going on in your life and knowing that that's helping other people?
Well, as all of our listeners know, for the past 3 years, Jerry, I've been collecting so many notebooks. I take just an incredible amount of notes each show, and that's because of the wisdom of our callers. You guys, we sit in awe of you, and that is the truth. When you call in, you are just so eloquent, so articulate. You are just the thoughts and the life experiences that you share help others. And the way we know that, Jerry, and I think you're going to affirm this as well, is that we get the emails afterwards that says when John called from Illinois, his story, I felt like it was my story. And, you know, if John can make it, I can make it. And John's words were so inspiring, and they helped me go on. Or someone else will call from Canada and say, you know what, I was listening. And the suffering that person is going through, I have experienced it. Tell them it does get better. They can get through it. And you guys did this all together. This is what you did. Jerry and I basically are here for the ride. We really are. And so this third anniversary, we really prayed about it. And we had all sorts of ideas of what we wanted to do to celebrate the anniversary. And like Jerry said, we want to hear from you because you drive the show. So what's your takeaway with the 3 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie? 833-288-3986.
As always, we're going to learn from you and from one another, and we just invite you to join the celebration. This really is a celebratory moment. It seems like it's passed very, very quickly. Maybe you've just been a recent listener. You know, Debbie, we have people call in all the time. They say, you know what, I didn't know anything about your show, and I just happened to tune in, and there you are. And boy, this topic you're talking about is really touching me or resonating with me. And so if you're a relatively new listener, call in. Maybe you've been listening from the very beginning. And you just, maybe it's helped to just, you know, shape your life in some positive way, make you a little bit better. Again, Debbie and I, we don't want you to call in and say, hey, you guys are great. We love your show. It's fantastic. You guys are wonderful. You guys, you the listeners are the ones who are really who have made the show what it is, and the affiliates. Deb, we want to take this opportunity to really thank the affiliates and the show team.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you to all the affiliates who have placed us on their lineup. And of course, our incredible show team that is made up of so many folks, but primarily Jeff Burson and Matt Gabinski and Rich Jesse and Tom Price and Jack Williams and Michael McCall. And I can go on and on.
Mike
Deborah.
Peters, yeah.
And Mike Peters.
Mike Peters,
yes, absolutely. I mean, we have so many folks that try to make this show so inviting for you. So please, take this opportunity. Don't gush over Jerry and I. Don't do that. Gush over each other. Talk about each other. That's what we're pretend we're just like we're listening in to your conversation. You want to talk about others. Eight in a good way. 833-288-3986. This is our anniversary show here on Take Two. 3 years and going strong because of you. So we just want to thank you so very, very much. Without your participation, you would just hear Jerry and I bantering back and forth. And we think it would be entertaining, but you probably would think it was quite boring.
That's right. So has there been one insight, has there been one thing that somebody has shared that stayed with you and you recall it maybe daily, perhaps not daily, but you say, you know what, I'm gonna take that and incorporate that into my life, or I'm gonna develop my prayer life around that, or I'm just going to be act this way or a little bit better toward myself or toward other people. 1-833-288-3986. And as always, we would love to hear, maybe there's something about the show that you don't like. Maybe we hear from people sometimes,
no.
They say that opening song, boy, that opening song just grates on me. Or So if there's something, you know, that you think we could do better or differently, we are wide open to that. And of course, as always, topic suggestions. If there's something going on in your life that you think, wow, you know what? Jerry and Debbie, this would make a great show on Take Two. I want to call in and suggest this. So again, phone lines are wide open and they belong to you. 833-288-3986.
Well, Jerry, for instance, Monday's show, Parenting Adult Children, that was a suggestion from Kristen from North Carolina, my BFF, I really call her my sister. She says, why don't you do a show on parenting adult children? We all have adult children now. How do we do that? Is there a different set of rule books with it? And you know what? So we put it on the calendar. We're going to tackle that on Monday. See, you suggest the topics. They're real life experiences. They're what we're all going through. And that's what Take Two is all about. It's because of you, about you, and for you. It's all about you. 833-288-3986. And we prefer it that way. Jerry and I prefer to focus on you because it's a lot easier. Right, Jerry?
Well, yeah, and when we launched the show, Take Two means there are a lot of things that implies. One of them is your takes. Your takes drive the show. And the Take Two part is kind of taking a different look at life. We kind of are sometimes told how to look at life, you know, how to think about things, how to live, how to act. And there is no one-size-fits-all approach to life or manual to life. So how are things going for you right now?
Right.
Let's just check in. Let's just have a conversation here. Let's just all together, let's just celebrate. Let's pretend we're all together in the same room celebrating God's goodness through you and the show team and the affiliates in 3 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Jumpstart your faith. Now coming to a parish conference or retreat near you, world-renowned Catholic radio host Jerry Usher.
It's not enough to stop doing whatever it is that's keeping you from union with God. For most of us, there are serious issues that need to be addressed first in order to be able to embrace that life of virtue. All those things we're all called to, but which every one of us struggles to achieve.
Invite Jerry Usher today. Contact thirdmillenniummedia.com. Living the Beatitudes with Father Bjorn.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Mother Angelica said that the essence of evangelization is to tell everyone that Jesus loves you. Matt Frad says that it is one beggar showing another beggar where to find bread. Are we so full of the things of the world that we can't hear or receive the gifts that God is giving to us? In Isaiah, we hear, "The Lord delights in you. I've called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my eyes, and I love you." Well, we often don't want to hear that, and in the Gospel of Matthew, it hits us over the head even more that we're invited to be part of the kingdom of God. Jesus is king, and he's come to establish his kingdom. The Beatitudes are the 8 roads to God. They lead us with his gifts of the Holy Spirit to become the new person in Christ who will find happiness and bring that happiness to others. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Anniversary to you, the Take Two family. 3 years today. We started June 15th, 2015. And look at that. 3 years have passed so quickly because of you. You have just made your mark here on EWTN Radio. So thank you so very, very much. I just wanted to highlight a show, The Catholic Cafe, Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. It's the destination for men to share experiences, strengthen their faith, and be better husbands and fathers. I mean, what a perfect show on Father's Day weekend. Please check it out. The Catholic Cafe, Saturday afternoon, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, we need more shows like that for men to really practice being the best they can possibly be in their families and in their communities and in their workplaces. So when we highlight certain shows, take us up on it. We think you're going to really enjoy it.
All right. It is, as you know, June 15th. Debbie mentioned Father's Day coming up this weekend. And it was 3 years ago on this day that Take Two with Jerry and Debbie went on the air. And as we've always said, our purpose really is just to try, with the help of God and our humble, feeble, weak little efforts, to be here for you and to provide you with a forum to express your life experiences, your wisdom, your insights, really between each other, one another. And so we're just inviting you today. The phone lines are open to you as they always are. And we're asking you to call in and share what you've learned from one another. If there's been any topic, any discussion in particular that may have impacted you in some way, you can offer suggestions for the show, making it better, show topics, anything you'd like to do as we get set to move forward into our fourth year of broadcasting. So the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We do have an open phone line, so grab that there. We're going to go to Mark first. Mark listens on Real Presence Radio in North Dakota. Thanks, Mark, for calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. I just wanted to call. I guess it wasn't just specifically Take Two, but I have had a job change where I went from working as a contractor in Michigan to working a job where I'm out in the middle of nowhere in North Dakota. And it was just this winter, and they happened to have a Catholic radio station, and it has been life-changing just to listen to all the different Dr. David Anders, all the things. But I do really, really enjoy Take Two as well. So that's all. I was just saying thank you and keep it up.
Well, thank you, Mark. But before you go, can I ask you a quick question? So you started listening.
Sure.
And it really benefited you spiritually, and we hear that quite often. So thank you for that, for affirming that. But especially Take Two, let me just ask you this, and I'll put you on the spot a little bit. Do you like the format that we have laid, that we have put forth, where we have the callers drive the show, and their life wisdom, their experiences is what we really learn from and we tap into? Has that part been beneficial to you?
Yes. Yes. It just amazes me that it works, I guess, is what I don't mean that in a bad way,
right.
But that it's just, you would think, if I was just thinking of this idea, like we're going to do this Take Two show, I would have been one of those guys that says, that's probably not going to work. You know, I just says, yeah, I don't know what, you know, and it's amazing. It really is a beautiful show. And you do a wonderful job of just, drawing people out and, listening to them. So thank you for doing it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and Mark, I have a question too. You know, you mentioned it's not just about Take Two, but your life has been blessed in a broader way by Catholic radio. What are some of the other maybe shows or things ways that EWTN radio and Catholic radio have impacted your life? You said you got this new job. It allows you more opportunity to listen. What are some of the other ways that that has benefited you?
Well, I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, in a good parish, beautiful parish, and I was taking many things for granted, maybe riding the wave, and then I come out to an area where there have not been, it's mainly settled by Lutherans, nothing against Lutherans, but it's just haven't been very many Catholics out here yet. So I have 9 children, and we come out and we kind of reestablish, and having this connection with Catholic radio to just be reaffirmed that the church is there, God is there, all the support is there, God is such a beautiful blessing, and in an area where I feel like I'm a little bit more out in the desert alone, but you're not, having the radio makes me not feel so. Now that we have a church, we have a priest, we have a wonderful diocese. It's not that. It's just less than what I had before. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it lets you stay connected. You have 9 children, Mark. That is amazing.
Yes. Yeah. I called in one time about my daughter, Claire, on graduation day.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, the male to female ratio, I think, is 16-1. And I brought 6, at the time when I came, it was 4 teenage girls and then 2 little ones. So, yeah.
Wow. Now,
so it is it's been quite an experience.
And Claire's doing well? Everything's good?
She, just about to go to Michigan Tech, getting ready. She's gone now. I'm actually a bachelor, but my second oldest daughter's been taking care of me, kicking food and everything, but all the kids are gone at the camps in Michigan. They go back to see family. But I had to get a real job where I actually have to go to work. Where being my own boss, I got to kind of do what I wanted. But so I got to stay back and keep on plugging away. But I get to listen to you guys, which is wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I thought awesome. I recognized your voice. That is so awesome. It's good to hear you. Yeah, don't be a stranger. Call anytime. We'll try to put you up at the front of the line if we can. if we can remember. We're getting older, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. God bless you and your family. Thanks for joining us on the third anniversary show of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Who else would like to join us? Again, the show is really about family. It's about you and not so much about us. You know, we just try and kind of hold it all together, but we just give you the keys to the car and the phone number, and you just join in. And so, but what's on your heart today about Catholic Radio, about Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this third anniversary? We have that line open that Mark was on, and we'd love to have you on it right now at 833-288-EWTN or 3986.
Jerry, I have a quick question for you. In the 3 years, what have you gained from listening to all of the great calls that have come in?
Oh, my goodness. We wouldn't get to any more calls if I started sharing all of that.
You really? Yeah. Really?
Well, you know what? I can piece together some thoughts on that, I think.
Okay, think about that, because I would love to hear what you have to say of the 3 years. Okay, Ron, our friend Ron in Los Angeles, California on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Ron. Thanks for stepping in on this anniversary show. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Good morning and cock-a-doodle-doo, you two. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
I wanted to get a quick hello in there and say that for the 3 years that you've been on the air, I think I get an answer for most that the amount of information, the depth of the conversations, and the willingness to listen to our craziness has probably helped a great many people out there.
Wow. Yeah, you know what, Ron? That's it's one of the things I was going to say in response to Debbie's question a minute ago. You know, what have I taken away from the show? And I would say that, you know, just the opportunity to say, okay, here's something we want to talk about today. Anyone who's interested, just join in. If you're not, just sit back and listen. And what are your thoughts as listeners on this? And I know Debbie and I and the show team, you know, we communicate via a little chat program. And throughout almost every show, we're just saying, wow, comments like wow or amazing or man, that
incredible.
Was deep. Or
oh, yeah.
Incredible, you know, and really it is. And the thing that makes that, I think, real is that none of you see that, you know. We're doing that internally among ourselves. It's not like we're doing that publicly, you know, to try and stroke people or something. We're just saying, oh, wow, you know. So, yeah, Ron, and you've listened from day one, and of course, you and I go back, you know, to Catholic Answers Live days and all that. And, you know, I know that you've been a very, very loyal listener and friend, and we're grateful for that. Debbie?
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. We just love having you part of the Take Two family, and thank you for sharing that. You and Jerry did not ask me what my feeling is about the 3 years, but I'll just share it. I feel that it's so interesting the way all of the wonderful Take Two family lets us into their lives very deeply and very quickly. It amazes me. And I think that is a testament to everybody's faith and the fact that they somewhat hopefully trust us, that we're here to listen and we're here to journey with everybody. And we've been in those situations as well. Life is messy. Life is crazy. And it's just beautiful the way we've opened up, because so many times we can feel very alone on that island, and that's not a good place to feel. And so that's my takeaway on it. You guys didn't ask me, but I just shared it. But what do you think, Ron? Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. And I think from a person of my side of the mic, as it were, the ability to be able to just call in whatever topic is put on the table and to be able to say, hey, this is what's going on in my life. I could use some help, or I'd like to extend my help to somebody else who's been on the table, you know, venting or just saying help, help, help. So I'm very grateful that you've done that, and I'm sure a lot of people have been the same way, just to be able to be a part of a process, be a part of the family, and just to be heard, I think, is probably the biggest part of it. Just to be able to be heard and to voice what their thoughts are and to understand that somebody is actually listening.
Right. Right, yeah. And, you know, as the show goes on, I actually want to share a little bit about the evolution of how the show has become what it is, because quite frankly, I wouldn't say it's nothing like, you know, what we initially intended or were thinking it was going to be, but it really has changed and evolved right out of the gate. So, all right, Ron, thank you, brother, for your call. Thank you for your prayers. I know you're praying for us, and you are always in our prayers and the Take-Two family, and we appreciate you listening and calling on this third anniversary show. Thanks, Ron. And Debbie, speaking of prayers, boy, that is just one thing that we really rely upon from our listeners, and we promise each and every day to them as well.
Well, we are prayer warriors here at Take-Two, and that's why we have the prayer wall on Jerry and Debbie, and we believe it so passionately, and we're dedicated to prayer. So please, that's why the first live broadcast of every month in 2018, we dedicate it to what are your intentions? Who are you praying for? What are you praying for? We believe in it. And the more we can say it, maybe others will adopt that as well. So, call in and celebrate with us today. Here it's so easy to call in and you speak to Matt Gabinski. He's wonderful. He'll put you on hold. You can listen live and then you jump right in. Here's the number 1-833-288-3986. And Jerry, our dear friend Dave, Stand Tall Dave from the retreat, weighed in via text. And Dave, thank you so much. He said, ditto to Mark's call, especially listening to EWTN, your program and your narrative. He said, the answer is, his takeaway is, the sincerity of your answers comes through. That's beautiful. That means the world to us, Dave, because we really, Jerry and I are very, very strongly, we set our minds to this, that when we walk with you, we're going to be walking with you in a real, raw way. Right, Jerry? We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to do anything. We're just going to walk with you the way we would want somebody to walk with us. And so I hope that does come through. And Dave, it sounds like it has come through for you. So thank you for that beautiful blessing today.
Okay, 833-288-3986. Third anniversary of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Get on board. Share your thoughts about life, about how somebody, maybe one of your other Take Two family members, has called in and shared something that helped you, topic suggestions, even share what gets on your nerves about the program. 833-288-EWTN. And we got Carol in Burlington, Wisconsin. And Carol is one of our Stand Tallers and a regular listener and emailer and caller and member of the family. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Happy anniversary to you and
your
team. And I hope you got my email I sent you with the Gabriel Award picture I made you. So check your email boxes. I know Debbie got it.
Oh, we sure did.
But anyway,
yeah.
I want to. So thank you. And what I really admire about the show is the fact that you are prayer warriors and so committed to prayer. And it just shows that it's a way of having compassion and caring for all the Take Two family in the world. So I really appreciate that in a big way. And also that, St. John Paul, used to talk about artists and saying artists must search for truth on a daily basis. And when I listen to your show, it's like a searching for truth, and I'm never disappointed because I hear something about the faith and some other thing to help me, take one step forward. So I like that very much. And also when the recovering, being in, alcoholism recovery, that when people call in recovery, that you're very open to them and they feel very safe to share with you. And then by sharing so deeply, I think it helps a lot of people, also go forward. So I love you both, and Jim sends his best.
Well, we love you too, Carol, and we love Jim as well, and we want to thank you so very much. A lot of folks may not know this, but Carol's a very gifted artist, and Carol presented us a beautiful certificate and award because Take Two was nominated, and I guess we finished second for the Gabriel Awards, and we didn't really get it. We were joking that we didn't really even get a ribbon or a certificate, so Carol made one, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's just a beautiful tapestry of her career. creative work. And Carol, we love you so very much. And what I love about you is that you recognize the beauty in things. And that's a wonderful thing. And we're on this quest right now, Carol, where we're trying to focus on all the good things, because there's so many negative things out there. And when you focus on the good things, it expands. And you help us do that, Carol, with your beauty and your brightness and your just your disposition. So thank you for being just a beautiful soul, and we love you as part of the family. Right, Jerry?
We do, Carol, and Jim as well. Thank you so much, Carol. Have a blessed day. We got our little pause button that we got to hit here in just a moment.
Hey, thank you. Thanks,
Carol. We're going to get to Mary in Louisiana in just a moment. Who else? Who else would like to weigh in on this third anniversary show? 3 quick years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Your thoughts? You can even just share, you know, what's going on in your life right now. Kind of a, we can even make it a little mini unscripted if there's just something you want to talk about. That's really what this show is. The lines are always open, and they're yours. So whatever's on your heart or on your mind, but if there's anything about the show, not about me and Debbie, but just about the show, how would you make it better? What would you do? You know, do you feel that the show has been beneficial to you? Have you been able to share something that you think was helpful to others? 833-288-3986.
Mother Angelica.
We have to get back into our hearts and minds the value of life. If you don't care about the unborn, I don't think you're going to care about the elderly.
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Hello, this is Father Dennis Wild of Priests for Life with a pro-life update. Abortion is a sin committed by men as well as women. Imagine that someone planned to kill his neighbor, obtained the weapon, but at the last minute was caught by the police before he could pull the trigger. Although the intended victim in this plan did not die, the one who tried to kill him still committed a sin. The sin is in the decision to do evil. Often it is the baby's father who pressures the mother to have an abortion. And whether she has the procedure or not, he will suffer as a result afterwards. This month, Priest for Life is raising awareness of the impact of abortion on men and of the healing available to them. Learn about more about this in our initiative, Healing the Shockwaves of Abortion, by visiting abortionshockwaves.com. This is Father Dennis Wild on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
CNA is the only fast, reliable, and free Catholic news source that brings blogs, stories, and opinions to your fingertips. The latest Catholic news is at CatholicNewsAgency.com, an online service from EWTN News.
It's June 15th, and today the church honors Saint Germain. She was abused by her stepfamily and forced to live in a stable. When flowers miraculously fell from her apron in winter, people began to treat her as a holy person. She died in 1601 and is the patron of the abused. Also today, the church recalls Saint Vitus. Vitus cured the emperor's son, but would not sacrifice to pagan gods and was sentenced to death. When the lions in the arena would not touch him, he was boiled in oil in 303 AD.
I'm Brian Patrick.
And I'm Gloria Purvis. Monday, Monsignor Charles Pope.
Enrico McKeon on the Catholic Family Handbook. Join us for Morning Glory on EWTN Radio.
Now back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Third anniversary show here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Open phone lines for you, so weigh in on this. This is your show. Whatever you have to say, if you're prompted by the Spirit, now is the time to call in at 833-288-3986. And I understand Rich Jesse told us we have a special guest that's in the studio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy third birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jerry and Debbie and Take Two and everything else. Happy birthday to you. Congratulations.
Wow. I didn't know he could
Burt
sing.
Reynolds?
Yeah. That's Mr. Jack Williams.
I have more hair than Burt Reynolds. Thank you very much.
I didn't know you could sing. You have a really good voice.
Well, thank you. And congratulations to you guys. In all seriousness, this has been a revelation for Catholic Radio on so many levels, because this is really a show like we've never heard before. And the responses that we get from callers and from emailers and from listeners are so deep and heartfelt that you guys strike a chord with the audience like no one has in the history of Catholic radio. And I think it's a particular revelation for a lot of us that have been around for a long time in Catholic radio, because, Jerry, you did such a wonderful job all those years as the host of Catholic Answers Live. And you really, you know, demonstrated your skills as a broadcaster in keeping things moving along. And I think it's been a delight and a treat for our listeners to really get a deeper look into your formation, which is substantial. And when you pair that with the feminine genius that is possessed by her very gender, by Debbie Giorgiani, I can't say enough things about the show. I know everybody appreciates it, and I couldn't let the day go by without telling you how much we appreciate what you all do here, and what a revelation, as I said, this whole program has been for Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jack. Your words are very kind. Jack Williams is general manager of EWTN Radio. And of course, as we always say, Jack, and I hope they're all listening, Rich Jesse, Matt Gabensky, Jeff Burson, and Debbie mentioned the other ones, Mike Peters and
Michael McCall.
Michael McCall. And
Deborah
mm-hmm. Rice and Tom Price and everybody, you know, at EWTN. And the listeners and the affiliates, you know, we just feel like as Catholics, you know, we are one big, beautiful, messy, happy family. And, you know, we just want to have this time on the air every day just to kind of talk things through and hopefully, as Debbie always says, come away a little bit better. Right, Deb?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, Jack, thank you so much for those beautiful, kind words. That really means the world to us. And, you know, we try really hard, and we do get emotional with our listeners, and we walk with them, and all of our lives are, it's kind of crazy right now. It's stressful. It's messy. But if we figure if we do it together, you know, we'll all be journeying in the same direction. And hopefully, like I like to say, Jack, we'll be playing in that heavenly sandbox someday together. So that's why we do this. And thank you for recognizing that.
It's my joy, and you bring so much joy to us. And I would encourage all of our listeners, tell a friend about Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Tell them where they can find it. Tell them where they can listen, and let's see that Take Two family grow even more. God bless you both.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you. And please keep us in your prayers as we do all of you each and every day. All right, third anniversary show. What's on your mind? What's on your heart about the program, about Catholic radio, about anything that you have taken away from the show? Have you learned anything deep and profound from one of your other Take Two family members? Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Okay, who's next, Deb?
Next up is Mary, and Mary's in Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. I want to know that let y'all to know that I'm a first-time caller, but I do try to listen to y'all at lunchtime. I find that y'all give a lot of good advice, and I find that a lot of people listening to you are probably reaching out with their prayers to try and help the people that are struggling and wondering what they need to do. And I do appreciate everything that y'all do on the radio. Listening to EWT and radio has made me realize we're not supposed to be in this world, of this world, or in this world. We're supposed to be doing things for God. I have a problem. I needed help. I'm a professional for a pretty large corporation. The corporate governance and culture is not healthy where I'm at. I've been feeling for a while a tug that I need to be doing something better, something more to help me get to heaven, to help others. So I guess how do you, when you're in a frustrating work environment, mm-hmm. how do you go forward, and how do you discern what do you need to do to help discern mm-hmm. what you need to do when it's possibly something totally different from what you've done before and in your professional life?
Right. Okay. Well, Mary, I actually lived this. And so I'm speaking to you from experience. I'm not a therapist or a trained professional in that nature, but I've lived it. I was working in the hotel, hospitality industry, and that's like a corporate setting, and it was very stressful, and I felt like I was doing nothing, just spinning on a wheel. And, it was very frustrating. Yeah, it was very frustrating. So here's what you do, what I did, and it worked. I gave it all to God. I said I prayed consistently and constantly. I prayed the rosary. I constantly was talking to God at every break, every time I was in my office, and I said, Lord, you've got to present an opportunity for me because this is not working. This is not fulfilling, and this is not doing it for me, and I can't keep going in this direction. I'm making a lot of money, and I'm climbing up the ladder, but it is so unfulfilling. And Mary, I will tell you, when you do that, when you constantly, like a little child going up, you know how little kids will come up to a parent and they'll tug on their pant leg and they'll say, please, can I have a cookie? And you're like, no, stop. No, dinner's not yet. No, please, can I have a cookie? No, dinner's not yet. Please. And finally, you just get so tired. You go, here's the cookie. Okay. Just take the cookie. Go away. Right, Mary? God, our Father, he loves that. I can't explain it. He loves us staying so connected to Him and wanting to come to Him as our Heavenly Father and pleading with Him, begging Him, nagging Him, just going attached to Him. He will provide. And the way He did it for me, Mary, and I pray it happens for you, is the most incredible opportunities presented themselves in front of me every single day. And I knew I was being led to a life of ministry. I knew it. And guess what, Mary? I kept saying to myself, there's no money in ministry. How the heck can I do that? There's no money there.
That's my problem too. I need to learn how to trust.
Right.
And know that God wants what's best for all of us, and to trust what He presents to me. And nothing has been presented yet, either that or I have not been open to anything that has been presented to me, not realizing.
Right.
But it's the strength with the trust.
Okay, Mary, did you hear what you just said? As soon as you said it, I clapped my hands. Mary, it's a lesson in trust. And the moment you practice that and it becomes somewhat permanent in your life, God will open doors like you never could imagine. And the finances, everything will just settle out. It'll just work out. You watch. It's amazing, but it's a lesson in trust. So there you go. You just 50% of your problem, Mary, was just fixed right there by you recognizing that. Okay. See how you giggled? So you know it. You know the answer,
yes,
Mary.
I do. I just need to figure out how to strengthen that. What you're talking about, every moment praying, and possibly I need to spend more time in Eucharistic adoration, just to be able to change my thought process and open my mind. And I would really appreciate all the prayers from everybody to help me with this discernment process.
Absolutely. And ask God to bring in people into your life that can help you with that discernment. Spiritual directors are great, so that'll happen as well, Mary. And more time in adoration, absolutely. But Mary, please, if you can remember to do this, please call us back or please email us at take2@ewtn.com because we will be praying for you. And we want to praise God. Okay, we're already going to praise God for the great opportunities that are going to be presented to you. You just have to be open, ready, and willing, and able to jump right in. And Mary, you know what? I have such incredible confidence in God that it is going to happen. And so just please, if you can remember, take us on the journey with you, okay?
Hey, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate your insight.
All right. Bless you, Mary. Thank you. We'll be praying for you, too. And do keep us posted, as Debbie always says, either via email, take2@ewtn.com, or you can certainly call the show back anytime. That will free up a phone line, 1-833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. It's the only chance you'll ever have to be a part of a third anniversary show of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, which is today, right now. So any thoughts, plus positive or negative, about the show? We want to make it the best show possible. So if you've got some constructive criticism, hey, you could say, hey, you guys, you know, you might want to try doing it this way, or, you know, I don't like this or that or whatever. We have not only thick skin, we just have, doesn't even matter, you know, because
thick skin.
No, this is God's initiative and it's your show. So, you know, if you've got suggestions on how to make it better, we are all ears. Kathy is next in Topsail, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jerry. I just love your show. I listen to you every day, and this is my first time calling. And I just wanted to say happy anniversary. You people have such insight and such warmth and sincerity when you give your advice. I've taken a lot of it. Right now I'm going through a little hard time. My prayer group, which has been going on for 25 years, is a very strong, charismatic prayer group. Over the years, it fizzled out more and more, and now all of a sudden, nobody wants to come. And I feel so bad because it was such a wonderful group, and we have a book in the back of the church where everybody writes their requests, and those poor people, I mean, we're not doing our meeting anymore. So I just would like you to just lift that prayer group up, that if it's God's will, it will start up again. If not, there might be another way I can serve God because I'm a grandmother now, and I...
Well, Kathy, we will pray for sure, but are you in a position to start up that prayer group again? Because it just takes another one of your fellow prayer warriors to join together, just the two of you coming together. And maybe it's time to start a new prayer group where you can invite new people into it. Sometimes with prayer groups, they're going along for so many years, new folks are hesitant to jump in because they're not sure, you know, what their place is. Maybe it's time to kind of have a fresh look to it, Kathy.
Right. I wish I could, you know, I will try that, but, you know, I am getting older. I'm a grandmother, and I'll approach, like, my daughter's, you know, age group, and they'll go, oh, that's so nice for you old people to meet. And I'll go, no, it's a very uplifting Holy Spirit prayer group. I mean, it's not, it's really wonderful. I mean, every single week the Holy Spirit gives us a word, and we just share it, and it's amazing. So there is one younger person, a little bit younger, in our group, and I am going to call her again. We made her the leader because we thought she would keep it alive, but she got so busy, and she moved to a different town, and it got very, you know, complicated. So I'll call her again and see if we can get it up and running. If not, there might be something else, right?
Right.
That we should
right.
be doing.
Yeah. Well, Kathy... Right. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, how about call your friend and tell her that you called EWTN and Take Two with Jerry and Debbie is saying you need a prayer group to start up. There you go. Put a little Catholic pressure on her.
Special prayer for my daughters, Danielle and Carla. Carla's going through a job change. When I listened to Mary's story, it reminded me of Carla's story. So I said, gee, I needed to hear that because that was good advice there. And Danielle, she needs to be going for an annulment because she wants to move on, but she wants to stay in her faith, you know. So it's a very difficult time for her. So those are two children that I'm praying for, Danielle and Carla. If you could put them on the wall, that would be amazing. So I really would appreciate that.
Well, we certainly will, Kathy. And the only thing I can add to what Debbie said is, at this point, yeah, get in touch with that friend of yours and see if you can get something going. But in the meantime, you know what they say, a God plus one equals an army. So you can be your own prayer group, really, because you're surrounded by the angels, your guardian angel, all of the heavenly angels and saints. And so in the meantime, as you await to maybe the resurrection of that prayer group that you so long for and so desire, just know that you have the accompaniment of the saints and of the Holy Trinity and the angels, and you just offer your prayers of praise and thanksgiving and glory to God and see what the Holy Spirit does. How does that sound?
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Jerry. You are amazing. And happy anniversary, you two. You're amazing people. You really are. And
I
recommend you to other people.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. Well, you have a great station in Station of the Cross. So everybody there is doing a fabulous job. So thank you, Kathy, for all your work and being a strong person of prayer. We need people, more people like that. So thank you, Kathy, for stepping up and taking on that mission. So we appreciate it. You can call anytime, Kathy.
Yeah. And as you do offer those prayers, please, Kathy, remember Take Two, our entire Take Two family, and in a particular way, me and Debbie, we really do need the prayers, and we appreciate them oh so much. Thanks, Kathy. Blessed day, blessed weekend to you. 833-288-EWTN is the phone number. We got about eight or nine more minutes to get some more of you on the line here.
We do.
And we got some emails and some social media comments we want to get to as well, but we certainly will get more of of your calls on if you'd like to join us, 833-288-3986. Any thoughts, sentiments, insights, wisdom you'd like to share on anything at all of 3 years of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie?
Jerry, we had a text message come in that said, can you share some of the shows that really resonated with a lot of listeners and produced a lot of feedback by emails and stuff like that? Just off the top of my head, I wasn't prepared for this question, but I can tell you our show on angels really produced a lot of emails. Our show on Padre Pio, I think, was one of our biggest. And also when we talk about the rosary, that's always a big show about relationships. Unfortunately, talking about, suicide and bullying and stuff like that, that always brings up a lot of feedback. And, you know, in a very sad way, because there's so many folks dealing with it. But also, parental alienation was a very big, topic we had as well. So yeah, we tackle everything. It's a whole gamut of topics and, it seems, I don't think we've really had a show that really wasn't really popular. Maybe a couple shows. Did we?
Well, not as far as we know.
Yeah, we're kind of in our own bubble.
That would be up to the listeners to determine. But right. Yeah, and for me, I think, the shows that are, really invite people to get real and personal and deep and raw. And, we do a lot of shows where we touch on very deep personal things. And we just tell you, our listeners, we say, we don't want specifics, if you've right. been hurt, if you've come through something very difficult or made mistakes or whatever. It's not so much about focusing on those details, but it's about where are you now? And we hear from so many of you that, you've come to a really, really beautiful place, and that is fantastic. And I know that that's where God wants to bring all of us. And so many of us are really, not quite in that place yet. We long for that. We strive for that. We're asking God to help us get there. And so we're just trying to be a little bit of a, as Debbie always says, walk alongside you here on this show. So feel free to join us here in these remaining minutes. And Debbie, we heard from a couple of our regular social media commenters. Yes. And one is our friend Tricia in, I believe she lives in Georgia, isn't it? She lives
yes,
in Georgia.
I believe yeah. so, yeah.
Yeah, and Tricia says, just wanted to thank you for this very inspiring and informative show. And she says, this is the beautiful thing. Those of you who support EWTN, listen to what your prayers and financial gifts are doing. Tricia says, because of EWTN and your show, I am on my way home. And she means into the Catholic Church.
Tricia, blessings, way to make me love. Cry. I'm not supposed to cry till the end of the show. Tricia, we love you so very, very much. Thank you. Yeah, thank
that,
you for letting us.
That was really, really special.
Oh, yeah. That was big time special. Michael, our Michael from YouTube, our friend Michael. Hi, Michael. How are you? Michael says, have some more cake, and it can be gluten-free, and so that'll be fat-free. Michael, I'll do it. I'll take you up on it.
And Debbie, our good friend and your special New Jersey friend, Allison. Hi, Allison.
Allison.
She
Hi,
says,
Allison.
Happy anniversary, you two. I was there to hear your first program. What an amazing 3 years it's been. I'm so blessed, not only by your programs, but by getting to meet and know you as friends, as brother and sister in the Lord, and faithful prayer partners. That was at the Stand Tall Retreat. She says, my takeaway is that Take Two is a unique venue where I'm blessed to learn so much from the fellow travelers on this faith journey who call and write in, and now wonderfully blessed to have a Stand Tall family of brothers and sisters, prayer warriors, and experience the power of your intercession for my prayer intentions. She says, the Lord has allowed us to laugh, cry, grieve, and hope together, all while growing in our beautiful Catholic faith. Hope you and all of us have many more years of Take Two. Peace and blessings, Allison and WC. She's got a couple of PSs on there.
She does. She says, even though EWTN Radio doesn't have a local affiliate within my area, thanks to the internet and EWTN's website, I don't touch that dial, but keep it tuned in to the many programs available. And then she said, PPSS, Debbie, love our Jersey girl connection. Please send greetings to Marty. That's my husband. Thank you, Allison. We love you so very much. Boy, I'm glad you waited to read some of these comments towards the end of the show, Jerry, because I'm, as you can tell, probably our YouTube and Facebook followers are saying, boy, her makeup's running down her face.
Well, Allison, as always, please keep us in your prayers as well, and we know that you do that. 833-288-3986. We are winding down this third anniversary show. Mike on YouTube says, have you guys done a show on apologetics? Maybe ask John Martinoni to give his top 10 tips for apologetics. Wow, Debbie, what a fun show that would be.
Oh, I would love that. I've just made a note of it.
Another of your Italian paisanos.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sure, we could have John on.
Yeah.
He passes the test. It's all good. How about Jason? Jason says, here's an amazing story for you guys. I'm traveling across country from Buffalo, New York to Montana, and my mobile data ran out, but somehow I'm still able to listen to your show by God's graces. Wow, Jason, that's amazing. And then he says, you guys are amazing. I tune into Take Two every day, no matter what I am doing. Jason, that is awesome. See, you just floated right past your data plan. God's allowing it to happen. You see how God works in miraculous ways. I love it.
It's that heavenly data plan, I guess.
Heavenly data plan. It's free.
And Jason's comment came in on Facebook, where you can watch. We're streaming live, EWTN Catholic Radio. And one more, Ann in Sioux City, Iowa. Congrats on 3 years. You guys should replay your first show. That's an interesting concept there. Go back and grab that first show out of the archives and replay it again. Wouldn't that be something?
And we were fumbling all over the place. Didn't we miss the break or miss something? We did something. But it was good. It was really good. Did we highlight the media missionaries? We should really
highlight
them.
We were supposed to do that.
Do you want me to do it?
Sure.
Because I absolutely love the media missionaries. I just wanted to give a shout out to the media missionaries. Thank you so much for the work you do to raising awareness. It's because of you. You've helped so much, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And so EWTN has just an amazing ministry for all of us to jump on and see if it fits with our schedules to be a EWTN media missionary. And you just can get out there and share in your communities all that EWTN is offering for folks in their faith life. And so if you're interested in jumping on to that ministry, visit EWTNmissionaries.com today and join us in sharing the eternal word with the world.
Okay, we got time for one more quick call, about 60 seconds for Bob in Grafton, West Virginia on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Bob. Got about a minute for you there.
Yeah, that's okay. I just wanted to call. I've listened to you guys for a couple of years now, and I'm an atheist. I was raised a Catholic, but I really enjoy your show because it's low-key and it's real human, and it seems to touch a lot of people's hearts. And for that, I really appreciate it. Like I said, I called once before. I'm a confirmed atheist, but I really do enjoy listening to both of you people, and I think you have a great show.
Wow. Thank you so much, Deb.
Well, we feel very honored that you feel so comfortable, Bob. And you know, you said being raised as a Catholic, you know, maybe that's what makes us feel so comfortable with one another. You never know. You know how things work out. Like you feel like you've known somebody forever. And so, Bob, if you feel comfortable with us, we certainly feel comfortable with you. So thank you so much. Go ahead.
There's so much noise on the radio, and there's so much yelling and shouting, and there's really nothing to listen to that isn't in your face, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And to have something that's low key, that really wants to help people, that isn't shouting at you, to me is real refreshing. I really enjoy it. I just want to call. That's pretty much it.
Wow, thank you, Bob, very much. And you're going to be in our prayers, and we just appreciate you. Just having the open disposition that you have, and keep listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. But Bob, I suspect, I hope, I pray, I'm going to invite you to listen to other EWTN programs as well, and maybe they will engage you where you are in your atheism and just help to maybe create some questions in your mind or answer some important questions. So have a good day, Bob. Great weekend. We appreciate that. Wow, Deb. Third anniversary show in the books.
What a show. Thank you, you guys. What a great show. You are amazing. We love our Take Two family. So we're just going to pray for another great year because of you. And on Saturday, it's the best of show. It's what my dad always said. Remember, it's Father's Day weekend. So what a great show that was, the best of. My dad always said the great words of wisdom from our dads and our grandfathers. And on Monday, parenting adult children. That's going to be an exciting show. Jerry, I'm really looking forward to next week.
So are we. Thanks all for your listenership, the show team, our affiliates. Until Monday, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. Please pray for us.